With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Representative Jim Jordan from Ohio, no longer the Republican candidate for Speaker after losing a secret ballot.
The Republican conference on Friday voted to no longer back Jordan as Speaker. The secret ballot vote came hours after Jordan's lost a third round of voting on the House floor. The Ohio Republicans suffered growing losses of votes on Tuesday and Wednesday. Moments after House Republicans abandoned Jordan for Speaker, Representative Kevin Hern from Oklahoma, the chairman of the Republican Study Committee, announced his own candidacy, which he had floated but ultimately decided against a run earlier this month. Republican lawmakers said they would hold a candidate forum on Monday in a secret ballot election for a new Speaker nominee Tuesday. Edwin Mora, Washington.
At a news conference, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says it's now time for Republicans to work with Democrats in reopening the House.
There is only one way out, a bipartisan path forward, to arrive at a reasonable arrangement to embrace common ground and common sense.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden pushing for $105 billion in funding for Israel, Ukraine, border security, humanitarian assistance, and countering China. Meanwhile, Israel says Hamas has freed two American hostages who had been held in Gaza. The United Auto Workers Union says President Sean Fain will update members on progress in contract talks with Detroit's three automakers this afternoon. GM has raised its offer with a 23% increase over the current salary for auto workers. The Dow is down 220 points now. The NASDAQ losing 182 points. This is SRN News. A battle for religious freedom is playing out in Michigan.
The state has an aggressive LGBT anti-discrimination law that would force Christian healthcare to hire people who aren't believers, as well as provide sex change operations. Alliance Defending Freedom is going to bat for the medical nonprofit before the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. ADF Senior Counsel John Birch says, quote, religious organizations should be free to operate and serve their communities according to their beliefs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A lawsuit filed last month relating to Republican Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin's new policies on transgender students will be dropped. The Virginia Beach School Board was defying Youngkin until parents filed suit and the board gave in. The governor had ordered that teachers and students be allowed not to use a transgender person's preferred pronouns. Several other Virginia counties are defying Youngkin. This is SRN News. Spirit Airlines canceling about 100 flights because it's pulling some planes out of service for inspections. Spirit not saying why it's inspecting the planes, but it says disruptions will last for several days. In health news, a major pediatricians group is casting doubt on powdered mixes known as toddler milks.
A new report from the American Academy of Pediatrics says the powdered drinks marketed for older babies and toddlers as toddler milks are unregulated, unnecessary, nutritionally incomplete, and often contain high amounts of added sugar and salt. The products are packaged similarly to infant formula, but are not subject to the same federal regulations with regular inspections. The report also found that manufacturers make unproven claims that the drinks boost kids' brains or immune systems. Experts say toddlers older than age one should eat a balanced diet of solid foods and drink breast milk, fortified whole cow's milk, and water. I'm Jennifer King.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.